Positioned south of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula and north of Japan, the little-known Kuril Islands played a pivotal role in the Pacific Theater during World War II. Alaska Public Media's Laurie Townsend spoke with historian John H. Clough about his book Missions to the Kurils, detailing the island's significance to American airmen during the war and about their continued role in global politics.
There's a string of islands, about 50 or so, to stretch from the tip of the Kamchatka Peninsula down to Hokkaido, Japan. And they have traditionally belonged to the Japanese, either through treaty or possession. There are three groupings, the Northern Kurils, of merely Kamchatka, of course, the Central Kurils, and the Southern Kurils, which are still like a bone of contention between Japan and Russia. They've never really signed a peace agreement over. The Japanese refer to them as our Northern Territory. And the Russians, Soviet Union, grabbed them after World War II.
Why were they so important? What role did they play in World War II?
Well, we built bases on that too after the battle and on nearby Shimmer. We stationed aircraft there. And basically they had a couple of objectives. One was to destroy the infrastructure in the northern and central Kurils. And the other thing was go after the fishing infrastructure. You know, the canneries ashore, the ships at sea, the outbreak of World War II, the Japanese lost the fishing rights in the North Pacific and in the Aleutian area. So this is a big source of food for the country. So, you know, World War II against Japan was sort of a war of attrition, you know, trying to wear them down, literally starve them into submission.
Were the Kuril Islands important for helping people who were injured or had aircraft that couldn't make it to their American bases? Were there places for them to get help there?
Yes, the Soviet Union, the Petropavlovsk Kamchatka Peninsula. The situation at the time, it's like the closest distance between Attu and the Northern Kurils is 750 miles, straight distance. So they are operating at extreme ranges because they had to, of course, do doglegs and weather and, you know, whatever, and navigational. So, I mean, they didn't have much gas to get back to the Aleutians with. So if they got shot up, had mechanical problems, ran into bad weather, rather than trying to get back and winding up in the ocean somewhere, they would divert over to Petropavlovsk. And it was about 350-some crew members did that during the course of the war.
So interesting. Why is it important for people to understand the role that the Kuril Islands had in World War II today? Why is it relevant today, and why is this important?
Well, it's a new topic. It was the first launch of an air attack against the Japanese islands from the North American continent. That was the first attack since the Doolittle Raid in April of 42, and we launched the next attack in July of 43 from Attu. And I think it's important to know, like for 1,000 people, American GIs died up there during this time, and it's important to the public to know about it. That's what I believe. World War II in the Pacific began in the Kurils, and it ended in the Kurils. The Japanese used the Southern Kurils to assemble their carrier task force for the attack on Pearl Harbor. And they, you know, gathered them all up together in a big assembly area and sorted it all out, and then steamed across the North Pacific over the shipping lanes and bombed Pearl Harbor in December of 41. The war ended there. Hirohito, the Japanese emperor, announced the surrender of Japan, and all hostilities stopped, except the Russians, about 3 days later, invaded the Kurils to grab territory. So that was the last battle fought in the North Pacific, was in the Kuril Islands.